Hey everybody, welcome back to Mood Momentum, your daily dose of inspiration and tools to navigate the awesomely confusing world of young adulthood. I'm Jessica Lane, your ever so slightly neurotic but totally relatable guide through this wild ride called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can feel like navigating a minefield. Setting healthy boundaries in relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, here comes another self-help guru preaching about being assertive, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some robotic dictator of your social circle. It's about understanding your needs, communicating them clearly, and creating relationships that are truly fulfilling, not draining. Because let's be real, who wants to spend their precious energy constantly giving without getting anything back? Here's the thing, healthy boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential. Think of them like the fences around your emotional garden. They protect your well-being, allowing you to nurture yourself and cultivate positive connections. Ever felt like someone was always taking advantage of you? Like you were constantly on call or expected to drop everything for them? Yeah, that's a boundary being crossed. So, how do we build these fences of awesomeness? 5 key takeaways to make those relationships flourish. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what matters to you. What makes you feel drained? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time to reflect on your values, your needs, and what truly brings you joy. Journaling, meditation, or even a good old-fashioned chat with your bestie can help. It's about getting in touch with that inner voice that knows what's best for you. 2. Communicate like a boss. This one might seem obvious, but it's so often overlooked. Saying, no, isn't always easy. Especially when you fear disappointing others. But remember, your needs are valid. Practice expressing your boundaries clearly and respectfully. Use I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too much on my plate, instead of blaming others. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul all your relationships overnight. Choose one area where you want to set a boundary and start there. Maybe it's saying no to social invites when you need some alone time, or letting someone know that you prefer not to discuss certain topics. Each small step builds confidence and strengthens those boundaries. 4. Be consistent. Consistency is key. If you're not consistent with your boundaries, people will start testing them. Imagine setting a speed limit on the highway. If everyone ignores it, chaos ensues, right? Same goes for relationships. 5. Don't be afraid to walk away. This one might sound harsh, but sometimes the healthiest boundary is distance. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries or makes you feel uncomfortable, it's okay to step back. Remember, you deserve to be in relationships that lift you up, not bring you down. Now, let me paint you a picture. You're hanging out with friends at a party, and suddenly everyone wants your attention. They're asking for advice on their dating drama, sharing their anxieties about work, and basically using you as a human therapist. You start feeling overwhelmed and drained. This is where those healthy boundaries come in. You can politely excuse yourself from the conversation, saying something like, "Hey guys, I need to step away for a bit. My brain's fried." Or, if they keep pressing, try, "I love hearing about your stuff, but right now I just need some space to recharge." See? Setting boundaries doesn't have to be awkward or confrontational. Remember, you are the architect of your own happiness. By setting healthy boundaries in your relationships, you create space for authentic connection, self-care, and overall well-being. You deserve it, so go out there and build those fences of awesomeness. And don't forget to share your boundary-setting victories and challenges with us on social media using the hashtag #moodmomentumboundaries. Till next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.